If you've ever tried putting sunscreen on kids, you know it can turn into a full negotiation or a meltdown. It used to be a bit of a battle for us until I found Primally Pure Sunstick. It's super quick. No mess. No rubbing anything in forever. You just swipe it on and you're done. It's mineral-based with non-nano zinc and really simple ingredients, which I feel good about using on my kids. It's just clean, easy coverage that doesn't slow us down. So if you've ever stood there reading the back of a sunscreen bottle, shop Primally Pure's SPF collection for simple, non-toxic ingredients you can trust. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I have a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday, October 22nd.
Friday.
It's Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Nikki, and I am going to jump right in here and say, Nikki, after yesterday's show, a lot of people texted me, and I pulled.
Oh, they did?
I pulled just a couple.
Okay.
One from
comedian. Say yeah,
yeah.
Hate that girl.
Hate her laugh.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. Look, radio is not for the faint of heart. It is. It can be brutal because it's you. So when someone says, "I hate when you," or "I don't like your," they're talking about you.
Yeah.
But for every person that says that mean thing, and that is the only thing you'll remember, there are plenty of people. Nobody writes down their positive thoughts of love, you know.
Nobody
they
does
just
that.
They're perfectly happy to just hear you and enjoy you and not have something to say about it. It's only, and the problem is, the mean comments are the ones that stick with you. So you have to find a way to let them roll off your back, duck.
Yeah.
It truly. And I know, and it takes time, and they are hurtful, Nick, so don't feel like none of us have gone. We've all heard the mean things that people say.
Yeah,
but here's
no,
a couple
comes with
nice
the territory
ones.
Of this industry. So
it does.
Yeah,
and it can really throw you because you're reading nice text after nice text, and all of a sudden there's the one.
Mm-hmm.
It's only one of all of them.
No,
that's
it's just
the one
like
you
when
remember.
You read when I look at celebrity posts and I read like what people comment on like big celebrities. I'm like, why did you have to comment that? Like, you really have to take time out of your day to really comment that. Okay.
Well, I think it's their way of getting someone to respond to them.
I guess. I just think it's so bizarre because I would never do that.
It's part of a culture thing that's developed through the internet. And it's a thing where people have a voice now and they feel perfectly comfortable and happy to deliver their shitty opinion on anything they want without thinking about how there's a person on the other end catching that.
I wonder if the human being you're insulting will be sad that you said that about them. So here's one from Kimiko. Oh my God, Nikki's giggle is the cutest. Woman listener here and I giggle all the time. Hearing Nikki giggle on air actually makes me feel more comfortable in this world.
Aw.
I know. And then she put a little giggle afterward. And this one's from Danny. Listening to today's secret show and wanted to say, I love Nikki / Coco. I love her laughing / giggling. This is a / lady. Long time listener who embraced her from the beginning on the show. More Nikki, less Kapuho.
Aww.
See, now there's a mean thing. That's a double banger right there. Yeah. She gives you something good, the mean thing and the nice thing. So there you go. I just thought I'll grab a couple of these. Because a lot of people were coming to your defense.
That's sweet. I mean, I don't take it like super defensively when people come for
me.
Yeah,
I felt like it was bumming you out. Yes, you made a couple comments that I was like,
oh, well,
Nikki,
sucks.
Well, that's been happening ever since I started talking more on air. A lot of people are in my DMs just you know, are brutal. And so I'm just kind of used to it at this point. So I kind of meant to ask a joke.
How do you respond?
Really.
Do you respond to them, or you just not respond?
Don't respond.
Sometimes I respond really sarcastically, but majority of the time I don't say anything, because why entertain that?
Right. It doesn't. If you engaged with someone.
Fuck you.
Yeah, here's a blanket response. Who fucking asked you? Yeah.
No, you know, there's something that, and actually, weirdly, our boss just posted this on his Instagram recently, but, and I think, oh God, I want to say it was like, is it Jefferson? It's some president that was talking about the man in the arena. Have you heard that
no.
sort of speech?
Oh, that plaque, that picture thing?
Look up the man in the arena and you'll see it's about someone. Look, it's easy to sit there and be a critic, but the person who goes in, puts themselves on the line, tries hard every day, gives it everything they've got, they're the ones. Those are the people who right. are going for it and trying their hardest, and to sit there and be decimated. There you go. Read that.
Oh, read the whole thing.
Oh yeah, that's posted outside the elevators.
There you go. And it's also on his Instagram. Well, read a little bit of it to get the gist of it.
It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Nice. Oh, it's Roosevelt.
Yeah, I just think that that's a really good way for hopefully someone like Coco, who's, you know, I don't know what she'll aspire to be. Maybe she'll decide to be a producer and not be on air, or maybe she'll pursue her own podcast, or maybe she'll pursue TV. She's
a great
looking gal. Whatever she decides to do, whatever she decides to do, I think it's important to remind yourself of what that person is saying, which right. is there will always be harsh critiques. From the, I don't know.
From people who ain't doing it.
From the, yeah, from any.
Who aren't right. even trying.
Right. And I don't mean that to say we don't want audience members to give their opinions. I just mean when someone just shreds you and feels like, well, I had to say that, didn't I? No.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. You didn't have to say that. Just because you have a keyboard and it's blinking in a spot where there's no words written
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean you need to fill in that empty space with a bunch of your poison.
Yeah.
You
but
just
I made
don't.
This fake account just for this.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Take a clue from Thumper. If you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all.
Well, that's double negative.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Anyway, I'm glad people stood up for you, Coco. I do think that's it's a hard lesson that I you know what? I still take the bait on occasion. And I know way better.
It hurts. Yeah.
I know way better than to do that, and I will still sometimes.
It's so easy to give in.
It is because it gets an arrow to your heart and you're feeling all right, and then someone says something that just undermines your confidence and it shouldn't. I get it. You shouldn't let it get to you, but we're human beings. And when someone says something mean, we fall for it.
Yeah.
Oh.
We all feel it.
Yeah, we all feel it.
And if you want to see an example of it, Tommy does it a lot. He'll screenshot, hey, this guy right here, bad attitude, you're gone, blocked.
Right.
He calls him out.
Tommy Iago is really good at weeding through the meanies in his, but I love the way he does it too.
Yeah, calls him out.
Yeah. Hey there, I was listening to this today and I had to chime in. I love the bad advice, by the way. This is something. This is right up the alley of what we've talked about this a couple times. The one lady who's it's about weddings. And we have a big wedding this weekend, everyone.
Yay!
Yeah, one that was postponed due to COVID and now is
oh, God.
Looking at a rainstorm. How's your family holding up? Is everyone just fucking freaking out over this?
Well, my sister yesterday, she's like, she just has a lot going on for herself right now. Like, she's starting a new job when she comes back from her honeymoon. And nice. She was just like, she's not one to really cry, but she's like, yeah, I did get teary. I'm like, oh, because it was sad to leave your last job. And she said, yeah, but just because of fucking everything going on right now. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just like our
mom. What isn't your family going through right now?
And then, like, she just can never, she truly can never have anything go her way. Ugh. Yeah, so she's just like, I'm annoyed, but I can't be annoyed because it's nobody's fault. And yeah,
it's really, I don't mean to say this or repeat it, but it's really a great learning opportunity for anyone out there engaged. These things are so stressful and they can come off, but they also don't always come off. You may be better off throwing a huge party and having a friend marry you in your backyard.
Like, well, that's the thing. We're having a huge party Saturday night, a huge party both. At our house. And it's,
but you can cancel that. It's, you know what I mean? That's a party at your house. You can say it's raining. We'll do that next week.
Well, we have like mariachis coming and
it's going to be so fun. I mean, you know what? It doesn't matter. It's going to be so fun. And these are going to be the stories she tells her kids about her wedding.
I'm excited, but then it's like the grass is sopping wet. And it's super muddy outside, and the whole plan was to have everything outside.
Don't you have a pretty good sized patio?
We do, but like,
how many people are coming to this shindig of yours?
I don't want to say.
How many?
65.
Oh.
Well, put some of them in the house.
Well, the older people, the elders will be inside the house. The youngins are going to be outside freezing their asses off. And that's going to be me at the kids' table.
You'll be so cold.
I don't suppose it's, again, Beefcake is not involved in this
anyway. No. Like,
too soon.
Well, that and then just
task him.
Well, that and then everything just going on with like my mom and it's like way too much. It's a little overwhelming for me, and this is my immediate family, and we're having people trickle in starting Wednesday all the way till Saturday, and I don't know when they're leaving.
Oh, you already have house guests at your house.
Yes.
Are you doing this? Are you going to do the happy hour with us this afternoon?
Yeah, I still can, because they're going to be setting up.
I would love for you to have something mobile where you can show us what the fuck is going on over there.
I can do it on my iPad.
That's nice.
Do it on your iPad.
I can do it on my iPad and carry it around.
I would love to see that.
Because you know when there's just too many like cooks in the kitchen?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to sit this one out when it comes to setting up, because they're going to start setting up tonight for the rehearsal dinner. Tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Sister. We'll see about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Me?
I'm going to sit this one out. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm going to crack a beer open and I'll just sit and watch.
They're not good when they're freaking out and saying, we need some help over here, Nikki. I'm going to sit this
out. I'm sorry, but I'm on a Zoom with my friends and we're doing a happy hour. I'm getting drunk.
You know what I usually do? You know what I usually do is I take my nieces somewhere. I'm like, oh, look, this movie's out. I'm going to take them to the movies.
That's a good Dune is out today.
The Addams Family is out.
Oh, all right. Take him to that.
Hey, can I ask you something about Dune?
Yes.
So you said that you read the books, right?
Yeah.
Is this movie going to be a standalone, or are we looking at to be continued as soon as it, like, will it end and be like?
It gets pretty weird. I'm guessing this is the first book. You know, they've tried to do Dune before. There have been other iterations of it. There was, wasn't it in the 80s, Vinny? There was a big Dune movie.
Sting was in it.
I think that sounds right.
84.
Okay. So, and I'm sure their intention was, we'll have a big hit and we'll continue to make Dune movies. Because I fell off in the fourth book because it just got too fucking existential. It was like, it's really a weird story and there's a lot to grasp. I don't want to spoil anything, but this guy actually becomes the worm at some point. Like, it's really odd. And so I'm sure their intention is to do at least those first three books if they get a hit movie out of this. And with Timothy Chalamet in the main role, how could they not have a hit? Come on!
What's your fascination with that kid?
He's so cute.
I don't think he is. I don't get it.
I
he's
love
not
him.
My type.
And he's
at
so
all.
Goofy in real life too. Like, you see interviews with him, and he's a dork. I'm like, oh, I love him.
You do?
Well, I mean, I'm not like lusting.
Wouldn't you be
at
like, our... get off me, dweeb? No, no.
I don't know. I guess give he looks
like a younger Tom Hiddleston. They both are kind of like, you know.
Yeah, he's got that pasty English guy look. Although I think he's an American dude, right? Isn't he like from Kentucky or something? Or...
Oh, he is?
Oh, I don't know.
Who knows?
And his last name actor, or his first name spelled with two E's and a little doohickey on top of it? Okay.
From Kentucky? Yeah, exactly. Where is he from?
Yeah, find out where he's
somewhere
from.
In America. Let's see.
Yeah, he's American. I think. I don't know. I mean,
born in New York City.
Oh.
There you go.
And Mr. Chalamet from the Upper West Side.
That's where you are, Timothy, with two E's and a doulot on top.
And a silent T at the end of Chalamet.
Right.
So.
He was born in 95. What the hell?
Oh, he's just a child. He's younger than Nick. That's unbelievable. Nikki, are you 93?
94.
Four. Oh, 94.
Mm hmm.
That's what we got.
I've been married longer than you've been alive. Oh yeah, that'd be a good hookup for you.
Timothy Chalamet,
dude. Yeah, that'll be okay.
He'd be your first white guy, right?
Yeah.
I forgot you don't do white guys. I forgot about that.
I don't think
like she seems like she doesn't do guys at all.
Good point. Touche.
Don't text me about that. We're just having fun.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
Text her.
Get her.
All right. I'm going to, I already started this email a while ago, but we're going to restart it. Today, I had to chime in. My daughter's very good friend decided to go through with her wedding in July of 2020 in the middle of nowhere, North Dakota. My daughter was supposed to be a bridesmaid. So obviously they were planning this long before the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. No one could see that coming, right? About 2.5 months before the wedding, my daughter told her, I don't feel comfortable attending this wedding and traveling there from California, two different plane rides, I guess. And also, that was just the height of it, like right when it started. Everyone really did think, oh, it'll be fine by this summer. So I'm sure the bride felt the same way. It was supposed to be 200 people inside.
Meet your moment of calm. Primally Pure just expanded their Blue Tansy collection, and the new Blue Tansy Body Butter is already a ritual rooted in real life. It's cloud soft, it melts into the skin, and it's made from scratch with real biocompatible ingredients your body actually recognizes. Grass-fed tallow to fortify your skin barrier, mango and shea butters to replenish moisture, and beeswax for a breathable layer of protection. For mornings that feel full, for days that don't go as planned, for moments that seem chaotic, return to calm with skin that feels restored, protected, and buttery soft.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That was how they were going to have the wedding. The groom and most of the family and friends attending were COVID-lax Trump lovers, no masks, no distancing, etc. My daughter had also not been able to have her college graduation and just underwent a significant medical procedure from which she was recovering. So she's got COVID, she misses her graduation, she's got some kind of medical procedure she's had undergone, and she's like, you know what I don't want to do? Go get COVID in July.
Mm-hmm.
The bride slash friend was so completely rude to my daughter about it and basically told her that her not coming to the wedding and not being a bridesmaid meant she was selfish and not a good friend. The bride shut down the friendship after that and has blocked her and not communicated further. It's really sad because they were childhood friends. They're now in their mid-20s. She was always at our house. She went on family vacation and school trips with us. Anyway, just wanted to share and agree with Sarah and Vinny's advice and take on this issue. It's crazy how crazy entitled people get when it's their wedding. Longtime listener, first-time writer, Anna.
Yeah, I hope that that's something after the craziness of the wedding dies down and life settles back to normal, she'll realize, oh, that was nuts of me to drop a friend over something like that.
I was a jerk.
I was. You know what,
and
though?
Hopefully
unfortunately,
there's an apology due.
Well, there is an apology due, but unfortunately, a lot of times people who owe apologies don't realize.
Don't recognize
they it. Don't they just are so solidly in their own corner that they can't take a step out.
Why
and
am
look
I
going to
apologize? I'm right.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I'm right, and I refuse to examine it further.
Then that friendship is over.
Yeah.
But, I like to believe that that person will go, oh, my God, I got rid of one of my best friends my whole life because I was so freaking stressed out.
Well,
which Coco's obviously well aware.
Mm-hmm.
Weddings are the kind of stress that can ruin your wedding.
It can make you crazy.
Yeah.
Wedding stress ruins your wedding. No question.
Mm.
There's wedding stress, but here there's also COVID stress, right? And
right.
Yeah.
During this time, it's very interesting to see how certain friends have certain beliefs. And you have to maybe stop hanging out with some of your closest friends. You're like, holy shit, this guy believes this thing that I am totally anti and I don't agree with. And I just can't even have a conversation with you. I grew up with you. I love you, but I can't.
Because I think you're stupid.
Well,
and think I'm stupid.
Right.
And that's exactly.
It's very true. It's best to just keep distance and hope that this time is will
short
pass.
And goes away.
Right.
Oh my God.
Mm.
Everything is a fucking just a it's just a mess right
it's
now.
Crazy. Some of my closest friends, I'm just like, man, I don't understand. Do I just hate friends now? What's happening right now?
No, you know, I'll tell you something because I don't entertain the AM radio show host the way that many people do. I don't mean morning. I mean AM radio show. Mm-hmm. I will listen to some sports talk sometimes, but I got in the loaner Mercedes I was given as my car was flooded and needed to be taken in. And there was it was on the AM dial and it was on one of those shows.
Talk shows. Mm-hmm.
I think it was, I want to say it was Scarborough, but I was only going by his voice for a minute. But he was, here we are, what are we, a year and a half into this?
Yeah.
And he was in full-blown COVID conspiracy as I randomly got in the car and turned the thing on. And I listened for a minute and I just went, this is where it's coming from. Uh-huh. It's from these Republican talking heads with huge audiences who are happy to just indulge every possible.
That's exactly what it is, indulgence.
They just go and go. And you know what? And I've said this before for sure. And I'm not a fan of Limbaugh. And I know he's passed. You don't need to write. And I also, I've listened to, who's the other guy that lives in the Bay Area?
Savage.
These guys are masters. It doesn't mean I like them. It means they're good at what they do. The sky is falling every minute on those shows every day.
And they're selling you that.
And
you
can't
stop listening because if you take even the littlest nibble, you're on the hook. And now you start to believe. And you hear it over and over. And it's pounded in. And then you're watching Fox News and they're saying it all over again. And then you're looking at Newsmax and it's selling it to you there. And your Facebook algorithms are popping those stories. And of course you think you're being lied to. You're being lied to, by the way. Okay, so let's not. We shouldn't.
We just did.
But we shouldn't have. Right. We take it back.
Okay, cut that out.
Cut that all out. Here's a real one. Hey guys, you've been asking for sexy or bad advice, and I think I've got a good one for you.
All right.
And it is pretty good. This is, ladies, a real problem solver. I'll say here.
Great. What did you do? Turn around?
Nope. I have to give you some background first so you can understand the whole picture. My husband and I struggled in the bedroom for a long time. I like it a little rough, and he's a little too self-conscious and inexperienced to really give me what I want. We got pregnant after a few months of dating, and were forced to learn a lot about each other as we raised our first kid, who's now 6. Oh. Right after I had my baby, I caught him paying for video chats with girls online, which was a huge blow to my already fragile postpartum self-esteem, and he said he was done. I'm done with that. Surprise, he wasn't done. He opened a credit card and charged $2,500 on it for more video chats and didn't pay the bill, which tanked his/our credit score. And the only way I found out about it was because we were applying for a loan to buy a house in Boulder Creek, Vinny. We go to counseling.
I know Boulder Creek well.
We go to counseling and seem to work things out, except then he stopped being able to keep his dick hard when we would have sex. So we try and try. I'm convinced I'm fucking hideous and undesirable and I'm about to bow out of the relationship. And then he tells me he's got a fetish he's been embarrassed to tell me about all this time. Apparently, right. He's into cuckolding.
Oh.
Which is that shit. He wants me to make him feel like a piece of shit when we're fucking, or he really wants to watch me get fucked by other guys.
Oh all right.
So... I have never understood this. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't know what's happened to you in your life that this becomes your fetish, but there, I can't think of a worse possible feeling than that. And I don't know if that's the draw, but that, whatever that cuckolding is that sucks. I hate that. Screw that. I would never let anybody do that to me. Ever.
Well, listen, he's into it. So it goes on. So I'm not super into the idea of getting fucked by other guys while he watches yet, ? But I'm willing to role play or tell him he fucking sucks when we have sex. So now we role play that he's my boyfriend and my husband's in the kitchen listening when he comes over. It's kind of a win-win because he's much more aggressive now in this role. And I just have to say things like, you're so much better at fucking me than my loser husband. And he never loses his heart on. Like, this has completely improved our sex life. So here's my question. Sometimes I just don't have the energy to do all the role playing with him. And I would much rather just fucking be done with it and go to bed like normal people. Should I just suck it up and indulge the occasional sex and role playing? Or do I risk ruining a good thing and ask him for some time off from our scripts? Looking forward to hearing your bad advice. Lots of coworkers, so please don't say my name. Love you guys. Someone.
I do think that on one hand, I mean, she's got a problem, which is on one hand, he's able to get excited and be involved when you're fulfilling his fantasies. It only seems fair, in my opinion, for that to not have to happen every single time as she's a partner in the relationship. So it seems to me like you'd be well within your negotiating rights to say, I'm happy to indulge you. I'm happy to do that with you 60% of the time, 75% of the time. But there's a percentage of the time where I just want you to give it to me while I put my vibrator on my clit and get off. That's what I want. I want you to fuck me hard and I'll...
For like 5 minutes, max.
Whatever.
Let's do a quickie.
Sarah, right.
Let's get a quickie in here.
I got stuff to do.
I have to, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. This is for you. Now, come
I'm
on.
Busy.
Right. So I do think that that's fair. But if this guy can't function.
Right.
Unless you're doing those things.
Then that's not an option for you.
Well, it is still because I think that he can. This again is me just putting something out there that maybe he's super. Like, against. He might be like, I don't know about Viagra. What if it hurts me? What if it's bad for me? What if it kills me? But I do think that a million people can't be wrong. And I think it's probably more like, you know, 100 million or something. There's plenty of people who use it all the time.
Right.
And I think that if he's, you know, needs a little blood flow, stimulate, you know, it could work to get what you need out of the deal and not have you play his game every time.
Well, there's nothing in it for the person who's telling you you're a bad lay while they're doing you. Like, sometimes I'll say something like that to John just to be funny. Like, God, you suck at this.
Oh.
I'm being funny, and he laughs, and we keep going with that, you know. Like, he got on my hair or something, and I give him some shit. But if I had to, like, insult him the whole time... that we were doing it, that doesn't do anything. I feel your pain, but I think that unless you're going to resort to Viagra or whatever other thing might work for you, I think you're stuck with it.
Yeah.
What does that mean? You're saying you're stuck with doing it?
You're
every
stuck
time?
With doing the, you know, the mean stuff or the role playing where the husband's listening in the other room. Just say something like, yeah, he's over there behind, he's hiding in the shower. Just fuck me real quick. You better fucking
just
hurry up. Because you fucking suck at this anyways. And then but you're better than my stupid husband. You know, whatever you got to say. Just, I don't know.
It's really
interesting.
Do the little
hip thing real good so that it's over fast.
That particular fetish or whatever you want to call it. Because I do think at its simplest, sex between two people should be simple. It shouldn't come with stress. It should be two people who really like each other that they just want to enjoy each other's company in the most natural and original way that we do things together, which is that.
It is the original way.
But I know that they're between porn and a million articles and talk shows and many things you've seen and heard and other people they've dated. There's a mix of emotions involved, whether it involves a guy wondering if he's big enough or doing it hard enough or
the girl doesn't feel attractive.
Right. There's her body changed that can get into your head and make it impossible to just relax and enjoy it.
I wonder if they should go to like a sex therapist.
How do you end up with the cuckolding thing, though? I don't know.
Or maybe they should watch that. I feel like that's a whole other thing.
Or maybe they should watch that Gwyneth Paltrow thing.
Oh, my God. That would probably really help them. Right. Yeah. Love, sex, and goop or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. I really don't think Gwyneth Paltrow is the answer. I'm just going to go out on a limb here, but.
You don't think so?
I haven't watched the show, but I really feel like she's got candles that smell like her vagina.
I was just about to say that's probably going to solve everybody. Here, I know how to help your sex life. Yeah, exactly.
You're smelling Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina. Pretend you're fucking her. Here we go.
I love that smell.
I have a feeling it doesn't smell like her vagina.
I love the smell of vagina. I really do. And I remember when someone we know told us that their partner did that they would sniff the underwear and while they were, you know, jacking off or whatever. And I remember my reaction was, that's so dumb. Like, what the hell? And I just didn't think
it
was a thing.
Right up until you did it.
Well, and then I honestly thought, that's interesting. Let me see what that is. And there's no question, whatever they call that, pheromones, whatever that is, it really does stimulate you. I don't think that it's for everyone holding.
Bryn, is it for you?
Yeah.
It's
absolutely.
It's really.
I've never done it though. Like, I never jerked off to smelling it, but I've smelled it.
Well,
the, like,
when are you
going
to get to that?
I don't know. I'm old now. I'm, you know, impotent. So
listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to help you out. You're going to say to me, you're ridiculous, Vin, but you go and find the dirty laundry. Pair of her underwear.
I've done it. I smelled it, but I just didn't jerk off. And I'm like,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Did you get a boner from it?
I kind of got. Yeah, I could have gotten a boner. I just don't know. I mean,
it's about. But that's what I'm saying. It's got to be when you're in the middle of that that you smell that, because that is where the extra. That's where it gets extra.
the extra push. Yeah, I don't know. You'd be surprised. I don't jerk off as much as.
As
does,
me,
yeah.
as nobody as really does it as much as me. Probably does.
I think I jerk off like maybe once a month.
Oh, really?
I have moments though where I've jerked off like, you know, every day for a period of time. But
you're saying you only do that once a month?
Maybe twice a month.
Have you always been that? I mean, you're just not into.
No, I told you recently. Like, I'm just not as like horny. I mean, I could probably jerk off, but it's just not crossing my mind. Maybe I'm on the roof too much, like fixing my fucking roof and
your balls
doing some other
like
dumb
I'm so
shit.
Scared I'm up here on the roof.
Fucking housework. I don't know.
Huh. That's weird. Housework makes me horny.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, kind of. I'm like, I watch John building something.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, Anita always says that to me. Yeah, it makes her.
That looks great.
I thought you meant you doing the housework.
Yeah. Oh, no, me doing
that's
it? No
that's
way.
I was like, oh.
That's our wedding joke.
I'm sitting on
house.
The couch and he's vacuuming under my feet and I have to lift my feet up. I'm all, you're getting somewhere.
She'd hate if I said this, but like when I'm working on like hardcore shit, stuff she knows I hate doing, like the to-do honey-do list, she's like, oh. What's up, big dick? Yeah, big dick. That's her joke.
Is that her nickname for you, big dick?
Only when I'm doing good. You know, like only when I'm doing good things around the house.
If you're being an asshole, are you little dick? Little dick?
Well, she doesn't say anything about it at all, but you know.
Yeah,
that's
you don't
want to
do
saying,
that.
Like,
that's what
you're about
men
to
are
get
fragile.
Some.
You don't want to say anything about
exactly.
That.
Only talk about my big dick.
Right.
All right, I think we're out of time. Yeah. I don't think we helped that person, but it seems like you're doomed. So
I don't know what I'd love to hear more from other people who deal with this, because that to me is interesting.
It's just too complicated every time.
But I'm not interesting like I'm into it. Interesting like how could you be into it?
Mm. Oh, the cuckolding thing specifically.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. I thought we were talking about just how much effort she has to put into getting this guy where he needs to be when really she just wants a quickie. Can we just have a quickie and go to sleep?
Well, that's common, yeah, right? Where you have true. To, you know, mix it up a little bit and sometimes they do more for you. You might do more for them.
Maybe she should go back to like her initial thing where she just wanted to be dealt with rough. She goes, tonight it's my fantasy and I want you to be a little rougher with me and have that be...
That's what I'm saying. Well, I think there's room for negotiation. You have to be able to say, look, we're both here. I'm glad that we figured out what your issue is, but my issue is I'm not really into you being cuckolded, so I need you to meet
me somewhere
near the middle. That's all.
Here's the whip. Now have your way with me, you beast.
Right.
Okay, we're going to go now. Have a great weekend. All the podcasts drop a little later on today, and there'll be new secret shows next week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Oh, the end is what I say.
That's the end.